said below? He could go downstairs, welcome the trash to cash. You're saying below guys. The cabin, there's like a secret Mason meetup like... area or something?
Is that where you keep all the wallets?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Down there,
all the Freemasons are below Kevin's cabin. Yeah, just meeting of minds.
Fully packed meat freezers down there.
Is it Skulls? Is Peyton down? What's his name? Who's the kid from the Skulls? Payson? Pacey?
Oh, yeah,
Pacey, that's it.
You mean Charlie Conway from the Mighty
Ducks?
Yeah,
but he was Pacey from some other show. What was
only
he Pacey?
He was on
Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek.
That's
yeah.
it.
With the weird dude and the other
Pacey
people.
And the rest of the Skulls are underneath the cabin. Huh?
That's a weird start.
That's
to a 90s. A too 90s deep cut stuff. Right there.
Trash to Cash Podcast, episode 128. That was the show before show brought to you by McDonald's. So thank you for the sponsorship of the show before the show. We appreciate the 45 Big Macs that we can purchase.
Walmart. I got a bone to pick with Walmart. They wouldn't let me use the self-checkout because I'm not a Walmart Plus member.
Yeah, you got to be fancy.
What kind of ripoff is that?
What kind of person isn't Walmart Plus, though? Like, seriously, get on my level.
No. It's Walmart.
Actually,
okay, I go there and I'm depressed. I'm there to begin with. I'm not going to pay to be depressed.
Am I out of the loop? There's no such a thing.
You are not. There is Walmart Plus. I've been a member for 2 years. I've been a member for 2 years. Basically, it's like they deliver your groceries.
That is actually pretty cool. That part I saw.
And so that is handy. We've been doing that for 2 years because when we go into the store, we end up spending way more because we do like the window shopping thing. And it's like, oh, yeah, I definitely need a 65-inch TV with my fries that I'm buying from the frozen section.
Yeah.
Like, so it's good for me to not be in a place like that. So
it's
and
like
also,
the whatnot
Walmart gives me a headache.
Reasons. It's like the whatnot of grocery stores. Yeah.
But they've now done this thing where if you're not a Walmart Plus member, you literally can't use self-checkout because of the amount of theft that they were facing from self-checkout. So now you have to be a member to use that, which... I mean,
so the self checkout was to save them cost, right? So not have to hire as many people.
That's
then
why
they lost
it's so
money.
Beautiful.
Now they got to it is kind of like but they're charging for it. So they're trying to play both ends of the fence there or whatever the heck they say in the game of speaking.
Did they have like a way for you to sign up while you were at Walmart?
No, like... I mean like I could have used my phone. They were just like, "Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man." They didn't give me any tips.
But it's not
nothing.
Like there's not like a kiosk set up like the Clear kiosk.
You think they would,
at every airport. Like skip the line, skip TSA, sign
they
up
should
for
be
Clear
doing
now.
That. They should be doing that
at Walmart. That should be the greeter's job.
I mean, but here's the thing. I have to go there in person to physically grab the box of carts. That's part of my content. Unless they want to film that for me, if that's part of the package. You're going to have different types of people.
See, they don't have that.
Picking it
like,
up.
I can't get the same day delivery and all that. Amazon's like, it's 2 days. I'm lucky. Right,
Kevin,
I don't have any
you
of that
live in the middle
here.
Of nowhere. What are you?
Yeah,
doing?
It's
not that. I mean,
it takes 15 days by horseback, and then you get a really ornery like, what do they call those people on horseback that deliver the I don't know what they call it, like
Kevin
the Paul Revere
me,
people.
Carrie. Kevin called me. He's like, "Yeah, I just finished watching Ghostbusters.
Pony Express.
I'm driving home from the theater. I just finished watching Ghostbusters. I'm like, oh, sorry, you busy? He's like, no, I got about 3 hours till we get home, so let's just. I was like, yeah, okay,
wow,
okay.
It's nice to
30
see him
minutes.
Calling me to say hi. Wow,
30
well,
minutes.
Well, there's to be fair, I called him.
Theater
first.
That way, 30 minutes, and a theater that way, 30. Minutes.
Well, listen, you're trendy. What's your review of the Ghostbusters movie on this reselling podcast?
Well, I'm
here.
I mean, I just love Ghostbusters, so it's pretty hard to.
Did you buy a
like,
popcorn
turn
bucket?
Me off. I did. So this is my review. Is Dave better not have steered me wrong here? I got a popcorn bucket and a cup with it, and so I better that market better not fall through.
Dude,
I haven't listed it yet, but it's coming up tomorrow.
Dude, three popcorn buckets. I got three buckets today. I went to see Kung Fu Panda 4, which apparently they
it wasn't great.
No, well, I didn't see like 2 or 3, so I don't understand the multiverse that's going on. I got like a nice hour nap, and then I woke up at the good part. I'm assuming it was the good part.
Why
I didn't
did
have
you
anything.
Go, I told you it wasn't good, and you
well,
went and saw it anyways.
I'm with the grandkids. I'm with the kids.
Oh,
I'm with,
okay.
Yeah, so they want to go hang out. So we went there, and then I got 2 Willy Wonka hats. And I got a
I've sold the Willy Wonka
hat.
I got
the Kung Fu Panda bucket. But here's the problem with Utah in Vegas, and when we were in Florida, they said they were like very proactive. They're like, if you don't want to use your buckets, we'll give you a free thing. Utah, no, dude.
They were like, up with popcorn.
No. They're like, you could pay for the bucket, but then it was the same price as a regular popcorn. So I'm like, can we just have a popcorn bucket and keep these sealed, right? And keep these the way they are. And she's like, no, you have to pay for the paper. That's what she said. I'm like, weird. Me and Don thought it was 50 cents. I'm like, oh, whatever. And it was $8.50. So they were screwing us over. And then the lady was opening our other one. Like, it was in plastic. She was just opening it. I'm like, why are you opening that? I told you. So we ended up getting another one. And then we just filled.
But
we
had, you can't get good pictures when they're in.
With popcorn.
Oh, you, it's just for the Wonka hat. You think people know what we're talking about? I think most people know what we're talking about.
Resell popcorn buckets so that Kevin can't sell his is what we want.
Listen, Kevin's not gonna Kevin, post that I'll like buy I'll buy your Frozen Empire little ghost trap. That's cool.
If I got the ghost trap's cool. I'm thinking about keeping it in my 80s trap. Room. Cool. I'm thinking about keeping it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty. And
cool. The Slimer's gone down in value.
Yeah, the Slimer's gone down. I mean, I would like to own the Slimer and that.
They didn't
one,
have the Slimer.
The Slimer is only at what is it called, Cinemark or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then yours is at AMC. You went to an AMC if you got that.
I think I'd rather have the Slimer. I think Slimer. I don't know. The trap is cool.
It. Every time I get it, I sell it. I can't stop myself. I'm addicted.
The Iron Claw one was depressing. The popcorn bucket for the Iron Claw. It was just a dead wrestler.
Decapitated head. Yeah. That was a little aggressive.
It's a little morbid.
Carrie, I was telling Kevin, I kind of spoiled this joke, but you may not know it. Kevin did this video about his performance on eBay, and it's like
performance.
Oh yeah, you know, and it, literally it's like 33 minutes.
More noises.
Yeah, of him telling you like, you know, what is the best month of sales on eBay, and he's got like just all this.
He made a video about that.
Dude,
like,
once again.
Oh my god.
33 minutes, and so I'm just gonna make my video right here. Boom, there it is, guys. Best month was December, then September, then May, and then November. Well, maybe November. Okay. Video done. Saved you 33 minutes.
There we
minutes.
Go. Yeah.
Kevin, once again,
Kevin's the
Dave,
king of Dave giving you 30 had... seconds of information in an hour and a half.
Once again, Dave had missed the point of the video. The point was
to monetize. Was that it? For you to make money?
Kevin, I want you to do the same video. But with the your point months of video. YouTube ad revenue.
The railroad the reseller thing. Would never do that because he doesn't make any revenue from YouTube. But if he did,
or eBay,
did you watch the whole video, Dave?
I did. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was all about how Kevin takes a lot of vacations and those vacations impact his sales. That's what I got.
Not what
it
was about.
I know.
I have money to take excessive vacations, and when
and
I do,
I
see a ding in sales.
Why can't you guys support me while I'm on vacation?
Oh my gosh.
Just because my store shut down doesn't mean you can't just send me cash in envelopes.
Gosh. Video. That's the true. Point of the video was don't give away your power to eBay, to the algorithm, to any website that you
Cry
are
lost.
The most important factor.
It was all
my
about
point was
is wrong.
Yep.
The whole video.
Wow.
Well, I there was a
it was an anti John video from
yes.
Kevin.
My best month was in July.
Wow.
July. Wow. It's because,
summer
it's because
slowdown,
I listed
Kevin?
The most
oh,
in May.
He said summer
and
slowdown like 30
June.
Times in the video.
Oh, dude. Can we start oh, talking about gosh. That yet? It's like almost April. Because I'm banking on my content being heavy that for like 6 months at least.
Nothing's yeah. more important than what you do. That was the point.
Yes.
Thank
Kevin.
You.
It was a great
more important than what I do, really?
Do that seems
whatever
wrong.
American arbitrage is doing in your All right.
It was an inspirational video, and Dave just wants to skim right past the point.
Oh
you got to read between the lines, Dave.
It sounds so pretentious, though. Is it better
Not
than what it
pretentious.
Sounds?
It was anything but pretentious. You two are pretentious. You two made me look pretentious.
Well,
it didn't perform if it makes
it was,
you feel.
Was it crisp
it
enough?
Or it did.
It's
a little soggy.
It's okay. It's gonna eventually hit 14,000. Is like my if I try. That's like my goal in a week, right? I don't think it's quite gonna get there.
And the rich get richer.
If you rip, oh my God.
Don't you have enough,
Dave? Whatever. Look enough. At Dave's views on his. He's getting flipper views like
listen,
crazy. Don't listen.
Start a golf channel. Too. Everybody's doing a golf channel.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
That was on my list. I had
Harold Tornado started a golf channel.
Because Haley's in it, and Haley, I think, edited. I can't rip on it because it's Haley.
Imagine
if it was just Josh, I could rip on it.
Imagine the charisma of Josh
it,
on
so
a golf course. and then watch it.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
That might it's like watching an Uncle Steve.
Yeah, I didn't make like, a judgment on if he had it or not, but he probably has charisma. I'd watch it.
It's just a tax write-off. It's a Dave move. He wants to write off his golf course membership. That's well exactly
done,
what it is.
Well done. Well done. Can I tell you, I wanted to start off the show. We're going to do a little content thievery here, and I'm going to show you a TikTok. I'm going to show you a TikTok. And I'd like you to react to this because I think it's just glorious.
Is that back out coin guy?
No, this is something that makes me terrified to shop at yard sales. This is going to unlock a new anxiety for Carrie.
Why
I'm
are
excited.
You doing
I'm
this thing? Don't do
no,
it.
I don't think it'll unlock. I think that this is so absurd that it won't unlock a new anxiety. But let's find out. And I'm not
it
sure
will.
If audio is going to work. Let's see if audio works.
Okay, let's find out.
But important nonetheless. But, Spring, Texas. Woman owns an antique store. And some days after work, she likes to go through her security cameras. And just kind of peruse through and see like what people are
was it a ghost
looking at,
just watch
traffic she had that day. One particular day he's someone ghost stands trapped. Up to her. She notices him because he's wearing a kilt, and you don't see a lot of people wearing kilts.
True.
As you can see,
antique store,
something catches his eye. Looks like maybe it's a spoon.
Wait,
he picks it up.
Nothing is he playing with that. Himself
no no
she's just watching.
Okay.
He picked it up. He starts to walk off with it.
Okay, look.
Shows a lot of theft in her business. And he does that weird, like, horse stomp. He's behind this bird cage doing something.
Oh!
Anyone who's ever had a small child they were potty training knows that look. That's the look that little kids make when you're like, are you pooping? And they're like...
Mm-hmm. He was pooping?
No.
Only he's not pushing something out.
Oh, he's keystring
it! Something in.
Oh! Dude,
what?
He decided to put back.
Oh,
I'll let that take a moment to sink in.
Wait.
Just in case there was any doubt, he wasn't done.
Oh, okay.
No.
So something else that caught his
way,
eye.
Hey, man. To each their own, just, man. I'm not going to judge.
Just
I'm
keep
not going to judge him.
I'm going to judge because he's putting it back on the shelf.
Hey, man.
Just keep it.
Just buy it.
Proceeds
buy it.
Keister it, as they say in the prison system. Only he doesn't smuggle it out.
What was
After
it?
A moment. He takes
spoon,
it out.
Spoon and then something else.
Puts it back.
So...
perfume bottle.
And then starts talking to the woman he came into the shop with, presumably his wife. The owner saw this, and she was mortified.
Good.
She was horrified.
Yeah.
She was disgusted. She called the police, but she also started calling people with antique shops around town. I said, hey, go look at your cameras for this date. See if
for
you
this
see a guy
dude.
In a kilt and told them what this guy did. And then one of those shop owners called her and said, guess who I have on camera? Yeah, kilt guy.
Different shop.
Oh, man.
A better view. Better view.
And then he proceeds to shove
it. Oh, my God.
It doesn't belong. Certainly if he doesn't own it.
Certainly if he doesn't own
it.
Yeah. If he owns it.
Yeah, he can do it if he wants.
And puts it back on the shelf.
Yeah, I thought that was, you know, new fear unlocked of antique stores.
It's not that. That doesn't bother me that much. Because if you're not watching a spoon. No, but if you're not watching,
no,
I thought it's implied you wash spoons when you buy them from an antique store, just in case somebody's shoved it in their anus.
But your hand touched it.
Yes, but dude, you how much poop we're touching every day? How much poop we're touching every day?
Every time Carrie goes to an antique booth, he's gonna pick it up and smell it before he buys it. Every time, man.
And if it is, and if it doesn't smell, I will do the job. I will do the job myself. See, I thought he was going to keister it and walk out. And in my opinion, if you can keister an item and walk out, it's yours.
You deserve
and you deserve it, and you
it,
shouldn't
yeah.
get any jail time. Whatever it is, PS5. I don't.
But
care.
You gotta get. You gotta get at least five items. You gotta get at least five items.
At least five items.
I saw that and I was like, oh man, this the algorithm nailed me
good
on
segment.
That one.
We gotta do more of that, Dave. As long as we're talking over it, it's fine.
There's just not that many, you know, TikTok videos of people keistering antiques. I mean, if there was people out there that could provide more of that content.
I could probably look and find more graphic videos of that.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. I was just like, wow, they nailed me with the algorithm.
The frog.
Go for it, Kevin.
Keister it, Kev. Keister the frog. Keister.
Keister. I can't wait to see the title and thumbnail of this.
Kevin, Kevin Keister's a frog. Murano crack pipe. There you go. I love it.
Murano crack pipe.
This will make people think twice about buying that really fancy cylindrical glass off Knickknacks, huh?
Oh, yeah. Knickknack.
Where was it sourced? What does
it smell
like?
Yeah, they're only going to have 50 auctions going on at once now. You just ruined the market.
Oh gosh,
so it's a swung Kevin's vase. About. How big of a swung vase can you get?
Well, listen, all the power to him. I'm not a big fan of him putting it back on the shelf. I think that's the part that's a little bit unsanitary.
I mean, can we talk about the fact that he was wearing, like, you know, like that tank top? It didn't really suit him.
The kilt was on purpose, right? The kilt was ease
of access.
Smart.
You could have wore like a lumberjack onesie with the like little back panel and had the back panel out.
Oh, that'd be good too. Yeah, you just pop your little buttons down.
That's a little more.
I've got an antique spoon. Because that's basically what it was. I have like three of those in my death pile. Those little spoons.
Smell them.
Okay. Whatever, Kev.
What? I don't remember. What I was gonna say whatever we were going to talk about this week. Kev? Whatever we talked about, Carrie last week. This dude has far more issues than Carrie has. I promise that.
That is true. Maybe.
The people were endeared to Carrie last. Boy, the compliments. Listen, and the.
I'm endeared to him, but I just wish he'd buy the item, take it home, and then keister it. That's the order of operations, here, guys.
We're pro keister. We're pro keistering,
but just not. Don't involve others
in keistering that do not wish to be involved.
Keister
in
your own items. You know, exactly, it's like the Seinfeld episode. It's one in a million chance, Doc.
That should be the Trash to Cash merch. Pro keister.
Oh my god, the pin thing. I hate to say it, but Kevin was so right.
Can somebody do a pin of
Kevin?
This?
Kevin was so right about the pins. Carrie, you and I are just jokes of resellers. Like, we sent out all these pins. I get like all of them back in the mail with postage.
I told you.
I get one with a little note that says severe risk to postal workers' safety because there was like a pin sticking out of it.
Dude.
Severe risk? That's
so
a bit.
Yeah, so you know, we had to reship it all for like $6 ground.
So we have lost a massive amount of money.
Anyways, the pin program is gone. Pins is the correct amount of pins, and I'll make sure those people get their pins, but it is a dead program. We're gonna have to stop it. It's a loss leader on our financial books.
Our podcast is successful in every way except making money. I love it.
Listen, we've got three pins, one for each of us. We got the Fugler for me, we got the pineapple for Kev, and the jelly hands. So we did get the three pins, and maybe if we have some left over after I reship them all, maybe we'll sell the last couple at a ridiculous price on auction.
Put them on your whatnots
and then keep all the money and not tell you. That's a good idea. I didn't think
about that. Or just reimburse the fund. That'd be the, you could keister the funds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I love it.
Or keister the pins.
That could be like a move, the horsey stomp with the Commonwealth keister.
Next time I'm in a video with Kevin, watch the background. I'm just going to be stomping. I'll be stomping. You guys pay attention to me.
You know what
I'm going to be doing.
Like in the shed, like all of Kevin's items will have been in Carrie's
butt
by the
next time you come.
Paintbrush, and then it's going
to
be gone.
Somebody send Carrie a kilt.
I'm going to put it back.
Somebody get a kilt and send it to Carrie. You can bring it out here next time you come. I like it.
I don't really trust people in kilts. It's just like it's too much of a fashion statement.
The next pin could have been a kilt keister combo.
I love it.
Graphic keister kilt combo.
It was going to be Paige's leg, but
can you tell I turned my desk around? I'm facing the opposite direction, or you didn't notice?
Why are you doing your whatnots in the porch area in the back?
Because it looked cool when we were there.
The porch area is kind of nice because it's a lot bigger. There's a ton of space out there. So like all the stuff can like be out of the way, and the weather is just so perfect in Florida this time of year that it's like just nice to be outside. Yeah. You know, in probably 2 months, it'll be untenable to be out there. So I'm just enjoying it while spring is here. Probably end of May is when it will be just impossible to be out there for more than an hour without just dripping in sweat. Carrie knows.
Oh yeah.
It gets bad. So I'm just enjoying it while I have it. But yeah, it won't be all the time. Like right now, like I did a clothing auction today in here and went horribly. But to be fair, I was never going to sell those clothes. The fact that I sold clothes should be an accomplishment, right?
Yeah. Were they good?
A round of applause.
No.
It was like stuff I bought from Brandon all off Dibdit. He sold like a big lot for $50 of like band tees, but they were all smalls and mediums. Mm-hmm. So they just were bad sizes. And then just a bunch of like granny clothes that I got because it reminded me of my art teacher. So it wasn't great stuff, but I think I brought in like $200 or something like that. But I paid Elijah $50 to list it. So,
well, you saw
he really wants to buy a snake, which is my nightmare. He wants to buy a corn snake. I'm terrified, but that's what he wants. And
Tobias... Your kids are selling each their rooms to each other, buying... You have no control, dude.
I have lost all control of my children and my family. No, it's... Whatever, dude. Like, if he wants to buy it, take care of it, buy its food, keep it in the cage, that's fine. You know, it's a responsibility. And if he doesn't keep up with it, we get... Carrie can keister it and probably sell. But... You know, he wants to earn money, and I said, listen, I'm never going to sell these clothes, so go ahead, list a whatnot. I'll run it for 45 minutes, and I'll get money out of this thing that's going to sit here forever otherwise. So I think I paid, like, $70 for everything, and I got $200 out of it after fees and gave him $50. So I made, like, $75, $100 for 45 mm-hmm. minutes of work.
That's
not bad.
Yeah. That's like $90 an hour, dude.
Well, I did. You saw my auction. You actually came and bought some. You did a pop-up. Yeah, I did a pop-up, and it was okay.
I did not come and buy something. I pre-bid $1. $1. Someone would outbid me.
Yeah.
Nobody outbid me.
That was
me.
The very first item, Dave.
Okay. Well, Very first item. What was I doing? I was shipping my eBay, because I got a bunch of eBay orders, and I was shipping those, and I was like, oh, my gosh, it's already over. But I got a little notification saying I won, which yeah. I think it looked like a very dirty item. It was the first thing that Erica listed.
I don't think, maybe. It was definitely, I usually don't start off with the best thing for sure.
I didn't even understand what that auction was. I saw it pop up and it was like Easter. I didn't know if you were selling Easter baskets.
So
or what
I bought a ton of stuff the other day for $110. And part of it was a bag full of plush. And I hardly looked at the stuff because I knew there was enough. It was going to be fine. And I open up the bag, and it's nothing but Applause and Dakin and Russ Easter bunnies, brand new with tags, excellent condition. And I'm like, daggone, man. If I got to get – I had a show scheduled for Monday. I'm like, I better sell these today, ship them off tomorrow so they get there. And it was killer. The sale was awesome. There was tons of – there was – I mean, we made, I don't know, $258, 22 Easter bunnies. It was pretty good.
Similar. I think I did like 30 runs of clothes and got a similar amount. So
easy to ship.
So easy to ship. Yeah, that and mine will be super easy to ship, which is why I was like, yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I liked shipping with Dave when I was over there because I would ask, like, how would you like this shipped? He's like, just throw it in a bag. It didn't matter what
everything
it was.
Goes in a poly mailer.
Throw it in a poly mailer. If it makes
I'm telling
it, it makes
you,
it.
So much stuff can go in a poly mailer. They're it's underappreciated. True. Like, I shipped a multimeter in a poly mailer today.
Yeah.
Why not?
If it makes it, it makes
put
it.
Put a little
whatever.
Bubbles in it. You know, it's fine. Put anything in a... In
blow bubbles in it?
Dude, no.
Blow some it's bubbles?
Fine. It's fine. Dude, glass, this, Murano, so Benton, you don't care. I break don't it care. First.
It got there, didn't it? It's physically still there.
So they've clearly not learned their lesson from shipping pins in envelopes. That paper envelopes.
Now, don't worry. I repacked them in there? Poly mailers. I repacked them in poly mailers.
No, you didn't. Yes, did you put them in bubble first, at least?
No, but the poly mailers have bubble built in, Kev.
So do you know how bad?
Well, no. Padded polys have bubble.
Yeah, they're padded. They're padded polys. Yeah.
Okay. But those are expensive.
Here's a good way.
You'd be better off wrapping a little bubble. Well, forget it. That's pointless.
When you're at estate sales, you should get like the jackets from like the 80s that have the pads in them. And then you could just take those pads and that could be. Because you can get that stuff for nobody buying that stuff.
That's what makes me mad. When Bubba's girlfriend comes in here and ships these whatnots, you know, all the Rolo paper that comes out.
Yeah,
she takes all that nice Rolo paper and throws it in my trash. Look at this. Look at this right here. Look at all that good packing material in my trash can.
That would save you 3 cents in shipping supplies, Kevin.
Yeah, this should be back in my shipping supplies. Yeah, I mean, who wastes that stuff? Come on. Have you ever seen Jackass
Retro?
Sassy
Kevin in the show.
Have you seen Jackass Retro do his shipping show? I mean, he's like, he'll recycle. I mean, he won't even take an old Priority mailbox that's been used. He's like slicing it up and taking it and using. What else did he use? Oh, I know what it is. You know the strips that come off of the poly bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, he keeps the strips that come off of the poly bag and uses that material.
That's pretty good. That's top level. That is the diamond. What are they called? The diamond warrior? What's Kung Fu Panda called again?
I can't believe you
he's like
that.
The dynasty warrior.
So you chose that over Ghostbusters.
I wanted to see Ghostbusters, clear. But yeah, there seriously. Was like little kids who wanted to see Kung
I was
Fu Panda.
Just hoping for Venkman. That's all I wanted was Venkman, and they
he
gave
was in
me
the last
Venkman.
One, I thought.
Yeah, he was. I just wasn't sure he'd be in this one.
And then after the show, I was doing karate moves. The kids weren't impressed.
I really was not impressed with Kung Fu Panda 4, guys. That's the movie review. Now that
I feel like when you gotta bring your bad guys back from the dead, the show's over.
Yeah,
the show's over.
Kevin, you used, I know Carrie did, but Kevin, you used my little thermal printer last time you were down here, right?
I think
it worked fine, right?
Yeah, the like little juju or whatever. You,
I need to like get an affiliate link for this thing because it's like so stinking good and it's $45.
It's really good.
Everybody could use my Rolo link Bluetooth, and pay a lot more.
Bluetooth, it's $200 less and it does everything just as good as the Rolo.
All I can
problem with the Rolo is like maybe it always disconnects. No,
yeah, the Rolo is, well, yeah, the Bluetooth, the Bluetooth's not
because
great
I'm
on
hooking
this,
it
it's
to
not
my
great
phone.
On the Rolo either. But who wants to use Bluetooth anyways?
I've never had one problem with it. So, you know, I'll keep using it, keep pumping it.
Time out. I had to fix it when we were in Georgia because you had a problem with it. You're like, I don't know how to make it work, Dave.
That's me. That wasn't a problem with the Rolo. That was like, I don't know how to hook it up is what
Listen,
I was trying
Rolo's
to say.
Great. Rolo, you're paying for your like Versace handbag.
But it's purple and white, dude. Yeah. I mean, look at that thing. It's pretty.
And this other one is white and blue. So, yeah, I mean, I guess I prefer purple.
I once went with my family to Monte Carlo, and I went to the fancy casino they have there.
Yeah.
And then we went to the mall, and there was this dude who was just all decked out, and he had three dudes behind him with bags of clothing. He couldn't carry his own clothing. That's Kevin with the Rolo printer. Mm. He's just – he is that level. In the reselling pecking order, you're somewhere in the middle. I'm like, ooh, I'm garbage trash. I'm garbage trash way down
Dude,
here.
Dude, I love how Dawn just sends us, like, screenshots every day of how bad you are at picking versus her.
She's so excited to – like, she doesn't even tell me what she sold. She just wants to tell you two.
Yeah.
So that she can prove that she's keeping us afloat. We've had a great week. She said this is one of the greatest weeks we've had on eBay in a while. And then the second sentence was it was because of her. Which
was
hurts
it,
my feelings.
Stuff you sourced while you were here?
It was some a lot of that stuff, yeah.
Yeah,
nice, some of it.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. So your sales have been killer. Do you have like a sale of the week? You know, we can do like a whole segment.
Yeah, dude. Today, Dawn, and I will give all credit to Dawn, but to be fair, I taught her everything she knows. We were clear in the video about that. In the song, she sold a whole lot of, you know, everybody knows this in reselling for the most part, like a lot of like accessories for Ninja Turtles, like weapons and, you know, pieces to the trucks and stuff for $81.
Yeah.
We got that,
yeah,
I believe,
that
when we were out. That was a good sale. She's been selling also parting out the stuff that's worth parting out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't remember the toy Starcom. Do you remember the Starcom toys from the 80s? I don't know what that is, but she sold like probably three or four different sets of pieces for one of the vehicles. Of
Bolo
she,
alert, guys. Bolo yeah,
Starcom
segment.
Yeah,
wait,
we
do we have a little soundboard? We can play a siren.
Yeah, guys, Bolo alert. Bolo alert. Rubber stamps, wooden stamps, guys. Everybody's doing
Garfield
it. Stamp
theme.
It up.
Halloween.
that movie looks dumb, by the way.
What? Giatfield is what my kids call it. Giat's what they say butt now. The Gen Alpha.
Yeah.
They say
Gen Giat. Alpha.
Yeah. I'm learning all this stuff. They're drippy, and then they're vibing, and it's very confusing. But my favorite one is Skibbity Toilet Ohio Riz, which means you ain't got no game.
You have no game. You're not. You don't have enough. You don't have the Skibbity Toilet game.
They
that
get so mad. I ruin
terrifying.
Every trendy word that exists. I ruin for my kids within 2 weeks. I just totally destroy it where they hate the word after 2 weeks. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Make them think because everything goes from like that's hot to that's fire to that's flames to that's gassed. It's just all derivatives of the same thing.
Yeah,
you know.
And
it's
now
all
it's Skibbity Toilet Ohio Riz. So
for obvious reasons. For obvious reasons. We all get
next...
how it got there.
Yeah. Kevin, how about you? I know you've been selling a lot.
Yeah, what's going on in Bedford?
Selling thousands of dollars worth.
Dude, it's crazy. Still going this weekend. So what is it? It's Sunday night this weekend.
Yeah, days of the week.
41.
Yeah, what you been doing? What you been doing besides filling the freezer in the basement?
41 for 2030, dude. It's still killing it. There's tons of awesome stuff. I've been selling stuff from Peaches to Beaches that was way better than I thought till I got it home. Like, I bought a dollar hat Lake Elsinore Storm in the Mighty Ducks colors, only one listed on eBay. It sold for $54. That was cool.
Jacket.
I listed it.
Okay.
Wow.
Jeez. I sold a formula.
Why is that an offensive question? It was a serious question.
Because I tell
it?
You,
it sounds like a difficult item to list.
Week,
it sounds like a difficult item.
It
to
is.
List.
It was.
And I was like,
no
I feel like
comps.
You probably
I
had
couldn't
to list
figure
it
out.
No
I had to call my brother, who's a scout, and he's like, "That's Lake Elsinore Storm, but I've never seen that color before." And so I just put it together. They did a lot of collabs, and they did the Mighty Ducks colors on that. I'm like, I got the only one on eBay. So I put it up for 50 or for 60 bucks.
Yeah, did I not tell you this? Dude, you didn't know that?
For the Rays. Tampa Bay. Yeah, for Tampa Bay.
Really?
Huh. Has been.
I'm sure he's told me and I've not listened. Yes. I sent you guys like a TikTok of this guy doing a rap about ADHD, and it's like literally, it's just 100% about me. He's like, I'm the same guy that'll like, there's one line where he says, I'll forget you exist, but then get upset you didn't call me. Like that sort of stuff. Or like, or what was the other good one? I can't remember. Whatever. You'll have to watch it. I sent it to you. I'm not going to play it here because probably.
Can I do a second bolo? Can I do two bolos?
I got to get one more too.
Okay, go for it, sir.
No, you go first.
No, of course you first, please.
You have precedence, Kevin.
The first time I went to Webster, I bought an 8-track player, sold for $150 plus shipping, a portable blue one.
Made me wait for that? That wasn't that interesting.
$150.
Let's go on to what I found and then I sold, because that was not great. I'm just playing, dude. Remember when I overpaid for that hat at the thrift store, the Boston Bruins Carhartt hat that was $9? That sold for $45.
Was that the one I found and gave to you?
Technicalities. I found the Colts one,
and then I immediately found the better one.
And then you dug, which I do not do, and you found another one. So
which you sold for $45. So
yeah, so thanks for ruining that. You could have kept that amongst ourselves, but yeah. I forgot that I didn't actually find that. Now I feel terrible. I sold a couple $1.50 cards that I found.
Tell your sports card. Boring story.
It is boring.
I've released a picture.
$15 for a 46-pack of Pro Set Soccer 1992 or something. $15, brand new sealed, paid $5. Almost making no profit at all. At least
look at that, dude.
It on the way to pack it, so it's in much worse condition than when they bought it.
There we go. That's what they're looking for. They like the bent corners.
I cut it out of my footage, so I think we're okay. What, Kevin?
Cool. So I just... What? Now you get me all. I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about.
I love it.
I'm thinking about this at this point. I got to ask Carrie something here in a second. That's what it is. But there was something else. So give me a second. Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
Do the horsey stump. Carrie's keystring a pencil.
You want to buy this, I promise you it will be clean. It will not have. There is nothing going to
wash it after it went in your keystring.
Go buy it off the eBay.
No, there's a segment of your fans that won't want it washed.
Yeah. Oh, gosh,
they caught the guy, by the way. They caught the Keister King. He got sent to jail, $100 bail. $100.
For what exactly? For what is reckless
endangerment rectum-y? Or something? Reckless endangerment? Well, dude, it's literally a sanitation problem.
Yeah,
right?
What law is that? What law did he technically break?
I
can't remember, but it was something about
public lewdness.
Kevin,
if you guys want interesting, go look at the Bedford County Public Registry for the jail, and you'll see Kevin's gotten that several times.
And Ponch is still the mayor.
Public lewdness.
And Ponch and Shaq.
I sold a Ponch the other day, Kev, on what?
Well, listen, I should be thrown in jail. My last picker video, it was a $30 doctor bag that I thought was awesome. I said, hey, I'll give you $20 for this. I was at a church, and we were down at Peaches. And I gave the lady a 20, and I was yapping like I always do. And she handed me a $10 bill back. So she gave me $10. So I only paid 10 for it. And so I'm getting tore up in the comments.
Did you go back? Did you mail it to her?
I didn't know. I didn't even know. She gave it to me. I didn't even think twice about it.
How about like a public apology? Have you considered a public apology? Like a video that's just
right here. Public. I'll tell you what.
Should be your whole video.
Well, how about you have a public apology with Heck and Steve, and we'll call it even.
I love that.
I left it in the video. It was in the edits. And I was like, oh boy, here we go. But let's leave. And sure enough, it's top comment. Everybody, you know, you owe that lady. I'm like, dude, I didn't know. Why did she hand me the $10? Carrie, if somebody handed you $10,
I don't even. I wouldn't even be aware where I was because it'd be so early in the morning. I'd just be happy to be there. That's usually how I feel. I'm just happy to be there.
I was editing footage today, Carrie, and you and I were at the Browns, and you know, we meet up and I show you my finds. Oh, your phone didn't like that. That was weird.
Oh no, I shouldn't have done that.
I show you my finds, and then you go to show me a bobblehead you found. Or well, maybe it wasn't a bobblehead, some baseball guy, right? Yeah. And you're like, oh, I
that's
paid,
fishing, by
paid
the way. That's
$3
fishing.
Worth 45. And I like just started talking to Tina and didn't listen to you at all. And you looked so like defeated. Like Dave told me about his finds and then he didn't listen to mine. I want to apologize. See, that's my ADHD in action. And I'm sorry that I just totally didn't.
I buried it deep
you.
Down and now it's been brought up and it's I feel better. Thank you.
It's a problem. I was being self-centered and I am sorry. So will you forgive me?
Yes. Unlike Kevin, I will forgive you.
I love how Kevin keeps freezing. His audio is good, though. So
is he frozen again?
He freezes like every 2 minutes. He's just so happy. But talk, Kevin. I bet we can hear you. Maybe not. Maybe he's gone.
Dude, he's gone. Totally gone.
Oh, that's sad. He's probably keistering.
You would feel. Yeah, exactly. You think he could just stop the compulsion to just get rid of a dog for 5 minutes so we can have a
podcast. No, they don't like that joke, Carrie. Oh. No more dog
sorry.
Jokes.
Sorry. No. I didn't mean that. That was
We love dogs.
We love dogs. All of us love dogs. Yes. It's a joke.
We've moved on to keistering.
Keister's the new thing on the road towards Kevin's a serial killer. It's a slow build.
Yeah. Well, so he's gone. I mean, I don't know what's up with his internet tonight, but
I don't know, man. Did you see a quote unquote podcast that made a thumbnail that publicized us?
No.
Did you see that thumbnail? No. A podcast made a thumbnail that was publicizing us in an unfair way. I would say it would do us some damage, but nobody watches that podcast, so it's okay. We're good. Okay. But if I felt like it was a bit aggressive.
Slander. It sounds like slander's happening.
Yeah, somebody, a podcast that will not be named.
Oh, I see it. I didn't even notice.
You didn't
I
even notice
didn't
that?
Even
you didn't notice
yeah,
that? They kind of took a little jab at us, and it would have hurt my feelings if anybody had seen it, but I don't think anybody's seen it. And maybe now they'll see it.
Yeah, I didn't even notice it until you said it. That's funny. That's funny. Oh, there he goes with his wonderful internet.
I think for libel, I think for defamation, there has to be a certain amount of views. So I think the threshold has not
450
been
million seems like the correct amount to sue for.
Yeah, 450 lira. Do they still use lira in Italy? Because I'd like some.
Paul's going to Venezuela, by the way. That seems safe.
Wow.
That seems like a safe destination for a picker.
Why is he going to Venezuela?
Oh, well, something about how his money's going to go further and he can buy more, I think.
Is he trafficking?
No, I actually have no idea. I just, someone was talking about it in our, oh wait, look, we can
allegedly, allegedly about everything.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Frozen Kevin.
Leave it.
Hey, Kevin and Frozen Kevin. How you doing?
What's
hey.
Up, dude?
Hey, might help the ratings.
He's got the T-Rex hands. Look at that.
Tiny little T-Rex hands. Anyways, let's move past that and talk about the world's greatest reselling podcast. The lock. No.
Which one is that?
What is it? The pocket? No, it's
no,
the leftovers. The leftovers.
Yeah. Right when we give them shout outs.
Oh, right. Dude. Right when we all shout them out. Kevin shouts them out on his video. We shout them out in Trash to Cash. Carrie, they changed their name.
What?
Dan and Demand's podcast with, you know, Feet, Jimmy, and Philly Picker Joe. It's got a name change. It's now called the Leftovers, and they spent 30 minutes talking about leftover food.
Like Dan and Demand might be the most likable human being in the
history.
Yeah,
he beat
of the
us
world.
All. He's the number he's one like, reseller.
Listen, he's like a Carrie that never left mom's house.
Yeah,
and I love that.
I feel very close to him because I'm like, this is me if Dawn didn't, you know, save me.
One of my favorite things about Dan and Demand is he's constantly like
self-diagnosing.
Throughout every episode, he's self-diagnosing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got plantar fasciitis, and I've got high blood pressure. Oh, the doctor? No, I haven't been to the doctor. He's just like, just got all these things. It seems like it literally is Carrie. It's just another Carrie. It's Carrie.
We
gotta
Dave, find
like, if we
him
had a baby.
Somebody. We ought to find. We you know, resellersonly.com. We'll find Dan, y'all. If
there
you if you want, just send messages to me.
People.
I'll screen them.
You'll never be lonely. With reseller only.
I know Lady Arbitrage is looking for a useful reseller.
Yeah, and Dan does, hey, he does support
much
himself.
Like, much like Kevin, you know, the thruple is an opportunity.
Okay, so listen, I had some sales too. I mean, we just don't want to talk about Dave's sales. I think my favorite sale, and I gave Carrie a really hard time in my Flipper video, he probably didn't watch it, is my Chuck E. Cheese. I
that was
sold
awesome.
My Chuck E. Cheese plush that Carrie tried to insist that I did not buy for $25. He's like, no, it's too much. It's too much.
Dude.
Don't buy it. It's too much. It's too much. It's too much. I was like, dude,
for
I think
a giant
it's good.
Chuck E. Cheese plush.
I know. $25. And Carrie, what can do you have a defense? Like, why were you trying so hard to make me not spend $25 on that? You wanted to see me fail.
Look, man, this is what it comes down to. I have lived my life being super cheap, and $25 is a lot of money. $25, as Kevin knows, that's 16 to 20 meals at Del Taco. That's $25.
Sure, yeah.
So I have to think: do I want to not eat for half a month and get this Chuck E. Cheese that we had no evidence?
No evidence.
Sold.
It was a gut thing.
Dave, that's funny because remember I told you about the deal that fell through, the big giant deal.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
One of the things that was not included in the final money, which is why I didn't do it, was the exact same Chuck E. Cheese dollar. Are you saying there was none of those? Yeah, the big one. There was none of those listed.
There was one active on some other website for like $400 that I was like, I don't even know this website. It was so I was like, I'm just gonna pick a number, and I picked $250, and it sold in like a week.
I have a terrible track record because I told you to buy those bears, remember?
And I have broken even on them.
See,
I told you, break even.
That's good enough. End it there. Just don't take them all down. You did it.
I got something for you. I need some information on. So this is 19. This is 1988. No, this is 80. So this is would be Return of the Jedi.
Return.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
But it's they're sealed.
Oh, he's kissing his sister. Wait, is that Luke or Han in the front?
That's not his sister. That's Han. But
it looked like Luke from
they look like they're perfect, right? But they didn't come in these packs, so I
they
don't know what
no.
to do with this thing. I think I'm just going to auction it off. Put it on what? I'll put it on Dibdit.
Yeah,
maybe I'll put
viewers.
It on Dibdit.
That's fine. Yeah.
Auction it off. No, there's cards in here that they're flawless. It looks like so
they're
maybe
really
the top
condition.
Card,
dude. Speaking
so you
of
could
flawless,
grade these suckers. There's
Dibdit.com, greatest auctioning platform in the universe.
Did
and
you,
there's an auction tonight. Guys.
You'll never be lonely.
Tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
Only
listen. I bought 3,300 comic books, y'all. I'm putting them over there 10 at a time, progressive shipping for $1. It should be fun.
And he's not even pre-sorting them and pulling out the Fantastic Four number.
I wouldn't know what I was. Well, I mean, if I see something
grade.
That looks like wow, I probably will pull it.
So
out.
So you are.
But...
He is. Let's re. Let's. He
okay.
is sorting
yeah,
out the good stuff. So none
this.
Of the
he's
good stuff.
No,
is in there. Let's...
I'm just saying. I'm not a comic book guy, but I'm not an idiot. If it sells, says
okay,
12
so he's not
cents
an idiot,
on it,
folks. You're not getting any of the good stuff. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I'm also going to do a comic book auction, and I can clearly state that I'm pretty sure none of it's that great on my auction. But it'll be worth what I'm selling.
If you're looking,
you can make a
if
profit.
If you're looking
on it.
For Valiant comics, Kevin's got lots of 10 of them at a time.
Yeah, what is that other
oh,
one?
Oh, hey, I've got a question okay. for you.
Image, there's... maybe?
Image, yeah, Image, that's it.
So since you're the smut peddler over here, I got these magazines.
Dude.
I didn't even know I had these because they were in the bottom.
You showed me magazines that were very
heavy
inappropriate.
Metal. Yeah, the heavy metal, yeah.
Draculina. Have you heard of Draculina?
Googling.
It
save
think,
search.
It was there's Fangora and stuff, and I was like, this,
Fangoria.
I bought,
the,
yeah,
like
yeah. I bought that stuff at a sale last year, and I bought a tub of it for like nothing, and I've already made a ton of money on it. But at the bottom, there was these Draculina things, and I mean, it's like porn. I'm like, I can't sell this stuff.
So
I was just curious. Well, it's like the covers aren't.
Honey, I can't part with this. Sorry.
This is too good.
It's not like hardcore stuff. It's borderline-ish, but there's, you know, there's some stuff in there. But the covers aren't bad. But so Dave is the experience
you've seen
with
worse,
selling the
saying.
Covers. Or what did you say you did? You just...
No,
breezed by it on your
no,
Flipper channel or something.
Well, yeah, heavy metal. Like everyone knows, heavy metal is a little risque. They made that movie in the 90s, the animated movie, which was for adults. You know, it's not like it's not like totally pornographic.
How do you know
but
they
like,
made that if it was for adults?
It's
Dave?
It's like R rated. I would say it's like R rated stuff. I'm not sure how bad.
I would say this
you
is
have
past R rated. It's not awful, but it's definitely. I'm not, I don't think I would sell. So Dave, when
so
you come,
like,
I'll just. You
I mean,
have
I'll
it. You
them.
Can go
yeah,
sell
I mean,
it.
Yeah. So I just, you know, I sold them in lots too. I just like you probably could have. I just figured give it.
I wouldn't.
I
take
sold,
the
like,
magazines, Dave. Just
I bet the
key
the
record. I would not
it.
Take those magazines.
Yeah, they're probably all stuck together.
I'm gonna put these over on Dibdit. $1. What?
You got to be careful.
Okay, so anyways, today, for anyone listening, we're having a Dibdid auction. Comics. I'm going to sell comics. Who else is selling? Resell to Ride selling. Kevin's selling.
I would
there's
be.
A couple Rod, other comic book Rod guys. Rod's no? not selling he's not, because okay. he's his dad's in town, but there's two other comic well, book guys that are
like
selling.
His dad is not going to allow him to sell. What? Is that a balloon? Why are balloons happening?
What dude, you are doing this. I don't
I
do
literally
this.
Am like this. How can I possibly balloons. Do that? You're having a little party.
How did you get
it's weird. It's, how do it's, you do it's haunted.
I want balloons. How do haunted. I get balloons?
Haunted. where's my ghost
I'm,
trap?
I'm in yeah. Utah, so as usual, I will not be participating in anything Dibdit related, as has been the
well, at least promote this one. I will. Did you see Knickknacks? They had like 20 all day long. 25. They had three shows running. Tim was over there over the years. The Prince of Glass.
I always
he was selling
know
stuff
what's happening
crazy.
On Knickknack because I get 17 text messages from you a day about it. So yes, I know what's happening on Knickknacks, Kevin.
It's
look
well,
at what
well,
money
the model
Jocelyn's
is right
making.
There.
I want some I'm Knickknack.
When I see the model work, I want to work it.
I know we're gonna
you
do it,
two
guys.
Don't want
to
work.
No,
it.
We. I'm working it's, it right now, guys. Go to Dibdit on Tuesday, and if you're not there. You don't care about us or Kevin.
Hey, did you see what I listed as an auction over on Dibdit?
I haven't gotten to talk about my big sale.
That's okay.
Wait, hold on a minute. So, did you see what I auctioned off? Go to Dibdit real quick.
Okay.
And look at my auction that's going on right now. This is a one of a kind fundraiser, 50-50 auction.
Vampirina lot. Interesting.
No.
Oh, is this the one where you're raising money for Paige or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Check
the,
it out.
The 1 foot flipper auction where we're gonna try to raise money for his other foot.
Yeah, to make up idea. For you two guys' comments.
Telling the truth makes sense.
Yeah. To bribe so Paige yeah. to stop parting dumb comments.
Yeah. So now you're go. Gonna you're gonna hide the rage you feel towards
did
Paige
you see
by
who our,
giving him money. I see.
Did you see who our newest seller is over there? The biggest no. critic of Dibdit at the beginning. Is our new seller. Whoa. You can go
who is
check
the biggest
it out.
Critic of Dibdit.
I'll give you a hint. He's got 1 foot.
The Death yeah. Valley Finds.
Sean.
Yeah.
Sean. Yeah.
No.
Sean's been yeah, on there Sean. For a bit.
I said, Sean bought something today from, or no, he bought something from, who does, oh, I rate a cat after the show. I couldn't find anybody. Hey, that brings up another point. I'll go give everybody your wonderful sales. We weren't supposed to do this. We were supposed to do terrible sales.
Yeah. We're supposed
okay.
to do
okay. All right.
A totally original segment book. We came up with terrible sales.
I sold a comic book for $2,500. But yeah, let's talk about the bad sales. Thor. I sold Thor the comic book for $15 plus free shipping. So
I just sold
great.
A Harley leather belt
that's
for
worse
$33.
Than the other comic book. But yeah. Anyways, you know what's funny is Dan.
That is
was
awesome,
on,
by the way.
She was on.
I'm so proud of you,
Dave. On, Yard Sale and Dreams was on my
Dave,
auction tonight.
Dave,
and I told her.
Dave.
And
I'm so proud
did
of you.
She weep.
That was a $2,500
comic.
She said,
don't even tell me. It's going to make me feel
yep.
sick.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, listen, like.
You didn't grade it, right?
Okay, so this, I graded it. But listen, this comic I sold, Shad Juice also found this comic in the same collection.
Yeah. It wasn't in good condition.
$2,500. His was, it was like a one or a two, but mm-hmm. it was still a $500 comic as a one or a two. You know there was more of it. Mm-hmm. There was probably enough of that one comic to pay for what she sold the whole collection for.
Well, let's rub it in. Why don't we? She's
oh, I did on my auction. No, she's a sweetheart, and she told me she has a ton that she kept for herself. So she's actually feeling okay because she said she still has a ton to sell from it. So, yeah. But I just my heart is broken because I want to buy the rest of it, but it's gone. Mm. It's gone, Kevin.
Yeah, y'all it's were gone. Behind my back trying to get the deal that didn't even include me in it.
No, well that's
and I'm the one that told you about
enough.
It.
Do you yeah. ever have enough?
What else
I told
do you need,
about
Kevin?
The sale. I called you,
you
said, I'm picking
enough.
Up bags for this thing. You need to go
Kevin,
over here. And you went over there. Didn't even get
segues.
A thank you.
How many do you
no.
need?
Kevin said, this sort of thing ain't my bag, baby.
Yeah, that's how he talks off camera. He's like, listen here. We're not jiving, man.
I mean, we're joking around about, you know, maybe, you know, $500,000 in comic books here. That
I
might be a little
yeah,
much.
Yeah, but dude, that's
no,
like what?
I think it was a quarter million.
That's your 30-day on eBay. Yeah. So, what, 1 month worth of eBay for you? You'll be okay.
Dude. See, Dave just shared his number. See, I don't do that. See, I just gave the order. I didn't talk about the numbers.
I'm not talking my numbers.
It's there's
but
no
it's probably
good
what everybody thinks they are. I'll say that much. Whatever you think I'm making is probably right.
Kerry, I saw a thing. I saw a TikTok. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if I believe it. But some guy said creativity rewards beta is over. That's the
yes,
TikTok.
Like, but it's TikTok official thing. Now.
Yeah.
But now there's officially a creator rewards thing. And this guy was saying yeah. instead of making like $1.30 RPM. He's making like 30 cents.
I haven't seen it hit me yet. It just started like a week and a half. Yeah, I haven't seen it either. I'm not super. The one thing I know about TikTok is it's constantly changing. So the only reliable form of social media income at this moment is YouTube. That's the only thing.
Not worried about it being banned. I'm not worried about it being banned. Some world catastrophe.
0% chance it's happening. Mark my word.
Okay, let me give you a scenario here. Let's say China invades Taiwan. Okay. Still zero chance?
I think that they would.
I'm just saying. No, I think there's
there's a chance that they could force their hand to sell it, but they'll sell it, is my opinion. I don't think there's
TikTok
too much money.
They're refusing to sell.
I know, but here's the thing. I don't think there's so much money in TikTok, and there's so many people who would be upset, voters, constituents. I don't think it will ever go away. That's my opinion, but I could be wrong. It may not be in Chinese hands, maybe. I don't know.
The side that you would think, this is the, I don't get into history, I'll bore Dave, but it always takes the opposite side to get something done, right? So the natural side would be the right, who would want to ban this, but now the left's talking about it. That's when things happen, and that's what's scary. Think about China. It took Nixon to go to China to open it up. It's all other side, right? 93.
Yeah, but then
whatever.
But then Nixon was like got lost in a hotel or something and they kicked him out. So nothing happened, right?
No, they opened up China, dude. It was huge. What are you talking about? That's why everything changed from made in that's how we know something's vintage.
Yeah.
Made in Japan, made in Taiwan. If it starts getting made in China, of course it's vintage now because China's been making stuff for a while, but
so
anyway.
Black Sheep Society over on Patreon said, "What annoys you most about your co-host? And what do you admire most about your co-host?"
Oh, wow.
Carrie, you first.
Oh, man.
What annoys you the most about me?
We've already, this is old news here. All right, go ahead. I got you.
Gosh, man.
He's trying to find a way to be nice.
No,
and say something
I don't have
bad.
Anything.
That's what he's trying
I'll
to
say
do.
The nice thing. Well, you're like a truly good friend. Always. I always feel like.
He's talking to Dave.
No, this is Dave.
Just for the record.
This is Dave. Dave. Only Dave. No, I just know that you care about me, and I always feel that. And I have from the start. There's been times he said, like, man, I'm always going to like you. Don't ever worry about, like, what you say and stuff. I'm not going to feel differently, which you said.
Episode 75.
Yeah, you said that.
Episode 75, I said that to you.
You know, I don't know. This is not meant to be, like, me not wanting to say something negative about you. But one thing that's tough dealing with you is, like, you're nonstop, dude. We don't – like, when we were hanging out with you, and Kevin even felt that, like we were just, like, nonstop. And it's – it's hard.
Yeah. It
I don't know how you
peaches,
do it,
though. It was better at Peaches. Yeah. He, it's awesome when he goes to bed. He goes to bed long before everybody else. It's like, all right, I can breathe.
Kevin will,
but he does basically do anything and everything very quickly for you. So I like
Kevin,
having those
the negative for
around.
Kevin's easy, purely transactional. Everything in his no, Kevin. Kevin's the sweetest guy. See, here's the, I'll be true about Kevin.
This is hard for Kevin.
No, let
this
me do
is legit
it.
Hard
no, it is
for
hard
Carrie.
For
Look
me. It's probably right
He's dying
that I'm
inside a little bit.
Well, you're next, Dave.
No, but No, I know that Kevin sincerely. Like it took a little longer. I feel like with Kevin, but like I feel like Kevin will always take time out of his day if I actually bothered him. I don't like bothering people, as you probably know. I don't like calling people and doing that. But Kevin always takes time. I remember a couple months ago, like I told you, I wanted to talk about YouTube, and it never happened. And then you called me out of the blue, or we like scheduled something out of the blue, and I'm like, oh wow, I didn't expect Kevin to do that. So I really appreciated that. And,
hey, well, anybody that wants to, you know. It says to me, hey, give me advice or talk about something. I love to talk about myself
and, I know,
and what to do.
Just like Dave, that you truly care about me. I honestly do know that. And, you know, you're not really, neither of you guys are as bad as we make you seem in the podcast, honestly. That's the truth. I might be the one who, like, people like the most that's actually the least likable. See that? Yeah, see how I hedged that? True. That was smart. Yeah, that was 3D. That was 4D chess right there.
Mm. Okay. All right, I zoned out, but it seemed fine.
I zoned out too, and I was talking.
I was waiting for you to go next. I hadn't thought of it.
Oh, okay, yeah, let's see.
Can
right,
I? Can
Kevin,
I? Can I cheat a little bit?
So easy. The can negative I... for Carrie is so easy, and everyone already knows what drives me
so
nuts
sexy.
About
so sexy.
It's just so Carrie's like just incessant lack of follow through, and he knows he has it. He's got no follow through, and it drives me nuts. And I tell him about it because that's how you keep a friend is you're honest about what drives you nuts. Same as that's how you keep a wife too. By the way, you just have open communication, and that's how you keep relationships going. So Carrie's lack of follow through drives me nuts. But Carrie's like the most fun guy I hang out with, and I love being with him, and he makes me laugh, and I'm probably gonna marry him one day. That's, you know.
I love it.
Kevin, you know, Kevin, the only problem with Kevin, okay?
The only problem with Kevin is
he's the only person that I still feel like sometimes he's like a surface level transactional friend, and he won't really open up and be like a deep close friend.
I feel like he's getting better at that.
Deathpile Picker, for some reason.
He loves
For some reason with Deathpile Picker, he's just like, here's my soul. With me, he's like still reserved and like kind of hiding behind some wall because he's like had a hard time, I think, and he just like he pushes people away a little bit. He won't let you in. Me and Carrie, we're like tight knit.
What do you mean by let somebody in? Like talk about your bowel movements? Yeah, I got
walls. You have big
walls.
I think no, but Kevin has like an exit path with all his friends. But I think the closer we get, the less exit doors there are in our friendship. But I think early on, especially, Kevin left like 7 doors open. Like, oh, I might leave the show. I might do this.
And it was a joke, but it wasn't a joke.
He's very hard to kind of,
I'm still here.
I do think Kevin is legitimately a good guy. He's a nice guy. He's probably not a swinger. He definitely doesn't hurt dogs.
No, he definitely doesn't hurt dogs. Except the one.
And he is actually someone who truly cares about others. And he's a giving and loving person. And I do respect him. So there's that. I even look up to him a little as an elder. A much elder, a grandfather,
a baby boomer.
So there you go. I'm done.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'm on
the spot. I said nice things and negative. Yeah. I did good.
You're better than me.
I want to cheat. I want to cheat and do both of you together because you're very different people. And
your swinging history, that makes sense.
Right, par for the course.
The threesome, right
here. Take turns.
I would say, you know, in this, but there's two things. One is kind of global. And I'll start with that one because it's boring. Is just look at this whole community, right? There's 8 million of us that we all know, we all talk to
all across the flat earth. Go ahead.
My gosh.
Hashtag that pile picker son.
Oh my gosh.
Birds aren't even real, guys.
Man alive. I can't even say nice things about them. I'm not going to try.
Dude, I just thought we'd discuss it at some point.
I could say nice things about both of you. For me, it comes down to I'm not there's to be honest, there's no negative. The only negative
we interrupt you all the time.
Yeah, we do that. No.
There's really no negative. You both have your nuances that it's like, you know, I wish Carrie would get up and help me ship this crap. Yes. You know, there's that, and there's true. Dave, you know, I just want to sleep for an extra hour, but that's minor stuff. But I've said this before, but you know, when I look at Dave and I see, you know, his kids and I see his family and I see how much he cares about each one of his kids and how he treats them, because they're very different kids, and how he treats each one of them very differently based on who they are. And I see him with his wife. He's a good dude, period. That's it. Now, both of you guys are the most honest people. Neither one of you just deal straightforward. If you say something, you mean it. And Dave doesn't hide anything, nothing. He just flat says it. And that is incredibly refreshing to me when you're talking to people. Like, he'll tell me the way it is, just straight up.
I just did it.
Yeah, you just did it. Right, and so I appreciate that.
Good example.
It's really, really
best episode of our show, by the way. Number one still. And being flea market incident.
With the OGs
and Carrie,
the OGs in there.
Carrie is really just kind and gentle. If Carrie was, you know, I know he'll joke and whatever, but if two people had something in their hand, you know, both of you reach, Carrie'd be the first one. His thoughts are on the other person more than they're on him. He's very unselfish. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the most unselfish people I've ever seen. So
this mushy segment was brought to you by
Charmin.
I want to say one more thing. Can I say one more Charmin. Thing in this little genre here?
And Charmin.
I think this podcast has also done a lot. If you look at the community, and there's always the community, right? And there's always these little, I don't know what you want to call them.
The community's
not real. You heard it here first.
You know, I hear all these people, and, you know, I've probably said it, but, you know, I'm not in it to make the money. I just want to build the community and whatever. Listen, people are on this thing. Yeah, there's some of that. I love
that.
Almost every show
Soda
that
City
isn't monetized
flips,
yet.
I'm assuming.
Right?
Oh, yeah, that's what you say before you're making money.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like, you know, but allegedly, nobody does this stuff as much as we do it and pour our heart and soul into it and forever. And you wouldn't do it for free. You just wouldn't do it for free, right?
This show I'd do for free.
I would do this show for free, too. Yeah. I would do this show
but yeah,
for
there's
free.
A lot of stuff
and some
I
months
not
I do
for
it
free.
For free, depending on what Dave spends our money on, yeah, tattooing and stuff tattooing, like that. Yeah. And
that's our latest membership to another podcast that will be lovely to hear them promote pretty soon.
Oh, did you do it? Yes. See, that's good use
and
of
I
money.
And I expect a very good call out on that podcast that we're now Skybox members of.
Skybox? Is that the top one?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I expect to be showered.
I don't want
praise.
Any money from this podcast. Get two Skybox memberships. I love it.
Can I break up your love fest and finish my point?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
All right. My point was in the community.
Pointy stuff's easier to keister too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Sometimes flat.
I
doesn't go. Doesn't
I feel
work.
Like this show has broken down walls for a lot of people. There's very little of that, you know, backfighting and just whispering and stuff. It's like we just put it all out there and we make fun of
we're
ourselves,
like,
and in doing so, we make fun of everybody else who's doing what we're doing.
We're like Reagan. Because
it is
kind of
ridiculous, right?
Then we sell
but,
his
then daughter?
We sell chunks. No, Reagan, Ronald Reagan.
Did you name your daughter after
yeah,
Ronald Reagan?
Good,
holy
whoa.
Crap, that just clicked. Did you?
If you ask my wife, the answer is no.
Did you name Turner after Ted Turner?
Well, that's like if you ask Brandon's wife, he didn't name his daughter Piper after Rowdy Roddy Piper, but Brandon certainly did name Piper after Rowdy Roddy Piper. So did you name your daughter after Ronald Reagan?
It was either Rowdy or Reagan. So, you know, my wife said Reagan. So we said, my wife actually liked the name Reagan, and I liked the name Reagan as well. Yeah, I grew up in the, as an 80s kid.
Okay.
What can I tell
that's
you?
Funny. That never clicked to me until just now. Brandon, when he said Piper, I instantly knew that he was naming his kid after Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah, that's easy. So. That's easy. I like that name, Piper. If I have another kid, which is impossible, it would be Piper. I
it's
think.
No,
wait a minute. British I'm Bulldog. British Bulldog, Davy Boy Smith.
Kevin, it's only one in a thousand. First of all, men don't do menopause. You know that, right?
You know,
so
your
you
swimmers
still
are
make
dead,
babies.
Dude.
And there's a 1 in 1,000 chance of your vasectomy failing. So
I didn't have a vasectomy.
Could.
I
and how's
can
it
have
not possible?
Children? Because my wife can't have children.
Yeah, but
and
with
I'm
all
not
the
a
swinging?
Swinger. It's not possible. It's not possible.
Okay, finish
if
your
I
point.
End
finish
up
your point.
Dead somewhere,
finish
you'll
your
see
point.
That it was possible. My point is that neither of my favorite thing about you is neither of you can function with conflict.
That's true. Yeah,
and I love
I just
that because
conflict,
that's how. Right, because I hate it.
Having a bipolar sister will do that to you.
If somebody has an issue with me and I can't resolve it, it eats me up forever. It just, I mean, the comet, it eats me up like crazy. I'm better with it now than I used to be. I can get over it, but I hate it. And so that's why this podcast, I think, stuck together is because none of us like conflict and we're willing to sit down and resolve it if something's happened. And it's happened before. Like guests on the show or you guys not helping me with Dibdit. You know, we deal with it right here on the show in public.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. And in private.
And in private.
In the bathroom. Keistering.
Yeah. Whatever works, man. Whatever works.
I see there's another one. I love to laugh. It's why I love Mike. Mike, I love Mike, man. He makes me laugh. He does things
for
me.
My only problem is I just don't know what he's saying half the time.
I
like people.
What motion
like
was it that did it? Was it what motion?
It was this. It was like one hand up, like the.
It's when he's
wrist.
Like, "Let them eat
you
cake."
Can't recreate
let them eat
cake. It's got to be something on your phone.
Dude, I'm not touching
really
my
random
out.
Hand gestures to see which one it is.
I'm gonna look this up.
Last week it was the thumb.
Yeah.
Why is balloons. It just coming on my screen?
That's cool.
I don't know. I like different people, man. And Carrie, I know this isn't a compliment of your character, but you're hilarious and you're witty as all get out, and just it's you're brilliant. I just love it. Miss Pam agrees. By the way, 1978, almost the best year ever. Next to all the quality resell. Selling tips I get on this podcast. My favorite part of it is Carrie's low-key comments that he throws in all the time. This is your quote from last week. eBay is a sentient being. That was last week.
Dude, I don't remember anything I say on the podcast. I'm constantly reminded of things in the comments that I say, and I don't have recollection of most of them, to be honest. So I do vaguely
well, I
remember
you
that
brought, I'm it's glad
an
you're
iPhone
on
feature.
Okay. Well, maybe.
I want to do that. I want balloons.
I'm trying to figure out how to do it. Let's see. It says, to enable or disable this feature on an iPhone, swipe down in the upper right-hand corner while a video is active and click on video effects. Okay. Well, we can talk about this later.
Yeah, we got to figure it out.
It seems like...
This is Dave on a rabbit trail.
I am totally on a rabbit trail now. $2,500 comic book sale, guys. Just saying. I'm not, you know...
That's amazing.
I'm just saying.
That's amazing.
What do you...
It was my best one ever. That's it. Like, every single, you know, and I'm sure you've got higher ones, but every single... interview that's ever happened with a reseller, friggin' Pete Craigslist Hunter, Cincinnati Picker, has been asked this 3,000 times. What's your best ever flip?
Now you got it.
At a yard sale. Now I
Beats
got it,
mine.
Baby. It's
Beats
that comic mine. Book. That's number one.
That's it.
Number one. Friggin' basically free to $2,500. I had to pay to get it graded, but you get the point. That's number one.
Beat me
by silverware.
$800.
Yeah.
Goodness. Really thank goodness you got rid of that silverware. By the way, you don't want that floating around your house.
Why is that? Is that another anxiety thing?
Now it is.
Oh, because of the keister.
Took you a second.
That is true. Maybe that's why I got it for $20, because they had keistered every single piece of silver.
They already got the joy out of it.
Yeah. Anyways, Kevin, it's a reactions thing in iPhone.
Okay.
But I don't actually know how you like trigger specific reactions.
I don't know. Maybe it can't be from audio, can it?
No, I think, okay, so let's see. Peace sign. Try peace sign. Peace sign for balloons.
That's it.
Peace sign. Look at that.
It worked.
I love it. I am not a Nixon. Crook.
Talk about Nixon.
Do two again. That should make confetti. Two should make confetti. No, do both of them. Both of them at the same time. But do it like better. Like harder.
Yeah, like hard. Oh,
confetti. Confetti. There it is.
This is amazing podcast. See?
Yeah.
It is. Bringing
double
some,
thumbs
like...
up for a rainstorm. But like you gotta pull fireworks.
Dude,
fireworks.
Dude, he's disappearing.
So I make so many. What's funny?
Thanos got him.
Oh my gosh, this is good stuff. Well, I need to do this on my videos. Put this
thumbs
on the flipper
down.
Videos.
Oh, it's thumbs down for the rainstorm. Okay, thumbs down. There it is. Oh, it turned into bubbles.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
Nice. We figured it out, guys.
I don't
this is
I
the greatest podcast ever.
You got to turn it on. Yeah, you got to turn it on. And you're good at turning on things. Okay. Captain Morgan, Deal Crazy Resale, commented on the Patreon. It was such a big blockbuster success that I was wondering if there will ever be a sequel to PaulsMerch.com.
I think there will be. But I do want to...
Like all new people.
I do want to tell you this. So we're in Utah. We're staying at Don's brother's house. And we showed him PaulsMerch.com. Let me tell you. Our humor, although funny, does not, if you don't understand reselling or our podcast, you have to explain a lot. Paul's merch is very confusing for someone who doesn't understand what the heck we're doing.
Was on the Whatnot again today, and Paul's merch commented, and I said, hey, Paul's merch. And I said, who's merch? And I looked at Bubba's girlfriend, and she looked at me like I was an idiot. And I hear Turner again from downstairs, PaulsMerch.com.
I love Turner.
Yes.
So yeah.
Well,
we're going to do more. I think there's going to be like, you know, Kevin did the whole, you might be a reseller.
Go watch that video. There's two of them.
Dude, someone was saying they were going to do that. I think it was another podcast that they were going to do it and acted like it was a new idea. And I'm like, Kevin's got like 7 videos of that, guys. You know, he's got to find it.
There was some awesome. Froggy was on there. He was the funniest. It was awesome. Yeah. Tesla Picker, Matt, part-time picker, was on there. There's all kinds of people on that one. That was
I
awesome.
Heard when he was on like How They Made It, he was talking about your video where he got to do that.
You know,
they did an episode of MTV Cribs at Froggy's house.
Really?
And he was talking about you. Yeah.
They're still doing MTV
they did?
Cribs?
How He Made It, that video. He was like, at that time,
Kevin
he
made
wasn't...
him.
No,
Kevin
gosh.
Made him is the point. Kerry, what happened, man? I feel like that video with Relics in the Attic should have been viral.
Dude, yeah.
And it didn't go viral.
You know what I think it is? I actually have a theory.
Okay. What's your theory?
Anthony is very performative. And I feel like for those kind of videos to go viral, especially on shorts, they need to feel authentic and real. And he was playing far too much into the camera to an obvious level.
No
These
kidding.
Gen Z,
okay.
Gen Alpha kids, they're not falling for that malarkey.
They can see it.
They want real. They want
authentic.
They want me to actually do a terrible negotiation for coins, be confused and distracted,
but not say sorry.
They want me not to say sorry so they can rag on me for now, like almost 2 months. Get over it, kids. I get it. I'm a terrible human.
I've got a video coming out. I think I got a video coming out mid-April where we're at the Browns and you buy some Disney cards and you're like, I don't know if they were good. I said, well, you could have backed out.
That's true.
And you're like, I would never do that.
I wouldn't.
I was like, you already did, bro.
Hey, man.
Hey, there's another one for anybody wondering out there. These two, this is what they do. Anytime I hang out with them, it's like being on the podcast for 8-10 hours.
Yeah.
It just is nonstop. Mm-hmm. It's exactly the same.
You got brothers? This is how it is. Like, you just rag on each other.
I have one brother, and this is not how it was.
Dude, me and Carrie spent like an hour and a half doing a bit just between ourselves about Blake Bortles portals.
Don was in the back.
Like, what is wrong with you guys?
No, but Don will mention Blake Bortles portals often.
We basically were performing for Don for an hour and a half, and like show. We never even acknowledged it. We never acknowledged that. We just did an hour and a half comedy show for her.
Caught on to how terrible of a premise it was. I'm like, this is not remotely funny. But Dave, it is funny how into Dave was, because he knows one football player's name, and it's Blake Bortles, and that's the only one he knows.
And if you go, like, if you have a bad joke, a bad premise, if you lean in enough, like Keistering in this episode, it becomes good because it's so ridiculous that you keep trying to make it happen
with a podcast. And
fetch is not going to happen,
yeah,
Carrie.
It isn't, dude. It isn't. It isn't. Reference. And speaking of fetch, you're the reason why we're all doing popcorn buckets now, because I was hanging out with you and you got one of those burn book popcorn buckets.
Mm-hmm. I sold that.
And you
the same
sold
day,
it the same day.
$50.
Dawn, of course, like, I'm just like, whatever, man. Let's just wavy gravy, dude. It's all good.
She's
and
like,
Dawn
made fun of you.
Is uber
she's
competitive.
Verbally
she's like,
abusing you.
We're never not buying a popcorn bucket. How did you not do that? You should have done it, you know, lovingly, but mean and mad.
Well, Kevin called me. He's like, this popcorn bucket thing better work. I said, Kevin,
I put all my money in it.
I said, the goal of the popcorn bucket thing is to get free popcorn. That's literally the entire goal is free
but
popcorn.
But I think there's a tiny margin after that.
There is a tiny.
You get a little gravy on the top for the pretzel or the nachos and the soda.
For the keistering, so like, it makes it
smoother. You want all the food to be
and
free.
If you only get one sneak and your candy. Kids can all drink out of the drink and the popcorn and then you can refill it, then you're saving from buying two from everybody.
Which,
that's
with
good.
The amount of swinging you do, you should not be sharing cups. Yeah, there's
that's
all
true.
Types
that's
of herpes
true.
In your mouth.
Yeah.
There's A, there's B, or is that hepatitis? I get them confused.
He's got the whole alphabet of herpes in his mouth.
like what you get at the bins. What you get at the bins.
Wolfman Goodies said, what percentage of yard sales do they let you use the bathroom? I do it after I smooth talk them about how cool the yard sale is. Well, Mike did it when we were at Peaches to Beaches.
He did it three times at Peaches to Beaches. Yeah. He did it with you one time. He did it two other times. I'm like, dude, what in the world?
I never do it. I
but
just
he
pee in a bottle
like
and
crazy.
Then pour it all over myself.
I mean, he gets like Buc-ee's and it's like a soda every stop.
That's his other that's his other Instagram. He likes to take pictures of him like on the toilet in people's houses. But like they don't see anything.
Thing.
It's just
so,
him. Yeah, waist above.
My mom has, you know, she's an older lady. You know, she's not ancient like Kevin, but she's older.
Death pile
she
pooper.
Needs to go to the restroom often, right? So, like, you know, a lot of times I'm yard selling 40 minutes away. I know enough to be like, okay, add in some time that right before the first sale, we stop at a gas station, right? And then we go yard selling, and I know after 2 hours, we got to find a bathroom. Mm-hmm. Luckily, there's a lot of new development, a lot of porter potties, and she's not shy. She can do a porter potty, so I'll pee in the porter potty too, even if I don't have to go. So, like, I'm almost always running on empty. Dude, reviews. But if we are in, like, a community sale, all right, a Florida, like a good Florida community sale can be 4 to 6 hours of just house.
We've had that happen. We couldn't go to the bathroom. It sucked.
Yep. Yeah, that's when my mom will be like, can I use your restroom? Like, and, you know, they'll say yes to her.
Yeah,
but I never
exactly.
feel comfortable, so I just hold it in. But, I mean, there was a viewer who was yard sailing with me and Carrie and Dawn, and I won't call out the name. But me and Carrie, we're in a community sale, and, you know, we all have to pee. We're joking about it at this point. Like, oh, we got to pee so bad. It hurts. But, like, you know, we're younger than this viewer, and this viewer is just – I'm not going to say who. It could have been any time in the last 3 years, guys.
It could have
so
been anybody.
You can't – like, yeah, it could have been anybody in the last 3 years.
It could have been anybody.
But this person buys a lemonade from someone's yard sale. And then we get to a sale. I'm like, hey, I know you need to go to the bathroom too. We're going to go soon. He's like, I already took care of it in the back of your car in a lemonade cup. And I was like,
there's no way he had perfect aim. There's no way. There's urine in your car.
urine, not only my own, I mean my own for sure, but not only my own.
Did they do it while you were in the car, or did you like go to the
sale? They did
it
while we were in sales. Okay. Yeah, at least
that would be, I feel like that's the top level of confidence a human being can have. That they just pee in a cup when everybody's in the car with them.
All right.
Just
continue so the conversation. I'm 99% sure that this is a male at this point. So,
well, you're making some assumptions.
No, I am making some assumptions.
Girls can pee in cups. Yeah. I think
I've seen a video of that.
I don't know many who would.
Two girls with the one cup, and then it wasn't.
What? Yeah. Oh yeah. I get those mixed up all the time. Go ahead.
Bakes Collectibles, discuss the results of the reseller bracket. Who is Dan in demand? How did he beat Craigslist Hunter, Cincy, Arbitrage? I wasn't even in the bracket.
See, Dave, I think you were in the earlier stage of the bracket. You were only looking at when we saw it, you were only looking at like
top 16.
Yeah, but there was another bracket.
I should
bracket.
Have been in the top 16, says of my course. Narcissism, and I of stand
course.
By it.
Of yes. course. But you had the deck was stacked against you. I mean, Dan is Dan, and he was right there on the show.
Yeah.
Jimmy didn't even vote for me, so Jimmy's dead to me.
My favorite part, can I talk about this? My favorite part of that.
Tim had it right.
My favorite part of that live was when me and Kevin were against each other. And you know, everybody wanted to vote for Kevin because it's just a smart political play. But like they were all feeling guilty because they're my friends and they like me more.
You don't have much.
Yeah, they like me more, but they know they, so they were like, it was like Tim was hilarious because Tim was like, you know, like he would not say he was going to vote for Kevin. But the whole time I knew he was going to backstab me. That was messed up, dude. That was messed up, dude. I haven't forgotten. But
Yeah. He's done nothing for the glass world.
I know,
that's
dude.
My opinion.
Crazy lamp lady, and then
one glass seller. On
crazy lamp lady, then Kevin. Sell any bait anymore?
Oh gosh!
Does Kevin take after George Washington? Are his dentures made of wood?
I don't have dentures. I do. I'm missing a tooth.
They're real human teeth, though. Correct.
Superhero Headquarters had some serious questions, which is rare.
Okay.
So let's take
let's be serious, guys.
For a smaller reseller, not a YouTuber or TikToker, what business entity, sole proprietor or LLC? Sole proprietor, right, Kev? It's the same thing as an LLC.
Wait a minute. Are we talking just not a YouTube?
Just eBay or only?
Yeah, I don't think I do either. Well, sole proprietor.
Sole proprietor.
Yes.
Yeah,
I was thinking S Corp. S Corp. No.
You don't need an LLC,
I would say you don't. But what you do need, and this is a video that's going to come out in a couple of days, is you do need a separate bank account. That's the biggest thing. Yeah. Totally separate everything.
That you dig into all the time.
And pay yourself out of. Yeah, absolutely.
And candies.
Yeah.
Candies are a write-off.
That's right.
Candies.
If you're 100%. Sourcing, candies are a write-off.
And my research.
Ribbon candy. And candy corn, the world's best candies. Should we do a candy bracket? Right
now? My gosh, no, my gosh,
no,
no.
Let's do favorite things that are the color.
Let's do
Kevin,
what?
Is there a dollar amount that you earn as just like a reseller where you say, okay, get the LLC, or you just skip right to like LLC/S Corp?
I think it. You start making... To be honest with you, I think it has more to do with your personal wealth than it does with your reselling business. Mm-hmm. Because it's a limited liability corp.
I zoned out when we started talking about taxes, to be honest.
Although they can find ways.
He said it depends on your
too.
Personal wealth, and I said, Carrie, you're good then.
No. Well,
listen, if you're worth half a million dollars and you're doing a reselling business, you don't want people to come after your personal stuff. There is some limit to it when you have an LLC, although they can still come after it. It's just much harder. So I think that's the play more than anything. So.
How do you account for your inventory tracking, cash or accrual?
Now this must be the same person. I got a whole video. I'm filming it tonight or tomorrow morning about this.
Every question is a content suggestion when you're Kevin.
Yeah, this was
can't just be
no.
For fun.
I had it. I've already got it storyboarded for goodness sake. So I can't give it all
can
away
I see
right
a storyboard?
Here.
Can I see
you don't
that
want to see that?
Is that a drawing?
I don't have it with
dude,
me.
Dude, he's got a map with like strings attaching stuff. It's insane.
If you want to successfully call things cost of goods that aren't cost of goods, then cash is the way Kevin will tell you to do it.
Oh my gosh.
Tax evasion.
No.
Kevin.
No, there's tax evasion and there's tax avoidance. A tax avoidance is smart.
What you do?
No, it's what everybody should do. It's legal. You should avoid as much tax as you possibly can. Legally.
Legally, of course.
Legally.
Yes. I do cash as well.
Cash
the other
is...
thing seems more complicated.
Oh my gosh. And you know what? Very, very few people do cash.
Really?
Yeah.
You do the accrual thing.
Yeah. Tell us down below you do cash or accrual if you know what it is. Oh, it's way more work.
If you don't know what we're talking about and you have a reselling business, you probably need my reseller, Genie, code ADH Dave. Just saying.
American Arbitrage?
Because.
Right? Or ARB. I don't figure this all out.
I think it's Garbitrage. You said that. I like that. You coined that earlier.
No, I think if I ever do like a what sold kind of channel like you guys have, it's going to be Garbitrage. It's 100% going to be Garbitrage.
That's pretty good.
It would match the trash to cash.
It would. It would. It's good. It would. And then I could goof around.
I like it. I'm getting new trash to cash IKEA bags made, by the way.
Kevin, did you know that?
Or almost out. There's like 8 left. What?
That like pee comes from your kidneys and it's not really like the water you drink. Your kidneys like make the pee.
What? Out of what?
I don't know.
Out of pee, right?
Out There's of some liquid really that weird... you drink.
It comes from the water.
I feel like that's not true.
But the body's like 40% water.
Is your someone tell us how pee works in the comments?
Yeah, somebody explain in graphic detail.
My son's in like anatomy, and he was trying to explain this to me, and I zoned out like 6 times. But it seemed like a really interesting point, and I was like, I should look into that a little bit more. Kevin, did you have a comment from the podcast?
I read one already, but I'll read another one. The BGOH says 100 ways.
Craig.
Okay, Craig. 100 ways to choke a dog. I'm dying. Carrie is. Ad lib king. He's ad lib king. I totally agree. Tawana Witten says, Dave, take that back. Beanie Babies were the bomb back in the day. They were popular. Dave said they weren't popular.
No, yeah.
The nuance.
No,
in
I just didn't believe anyone truly like loved them.
Dude,
and thought they were
where were you in
they
the
90s, they were
dude?
But didn't
I
they
had
think they
17
were
of those in my bed every time I fell asleep.
Oh, dude, my grandma bought them from Home Shopping Network. She's the one.
The one? There was many.
Every grandma did. The problem with the Beanie Baby market is all the people who bought them are dead. That's the problem. The buyer, the consumer, has moved on to another realm. I just watched Ghost. I just watched the movie Ghost, and apparently if you do romantic pottery, you're going to get murdered. That's what I learned.
Do you think Ghost was good?
Ghost was, it freaked me out when I was 7, I'll tell you that much. Ghost
was great.
I don't want to get dragged down to hell by some demons. That's scary, man. I want to go into
Wait a minute. Here we go. Rad Relics, 100 Ways to Choke a Dog. Carrie has the best comedic timing. This dude should do stand-up, which we've talked about.
He's tried.
Nashville Flippers, we love you, Carrie. Look at this. All this, Carrie. Soda City Flips. Shane says, arguably the greatest podcast on YouTube. Not related to reselling.
I love the people who are bewildered.
Charles Adkins.
Talk about the people.
Please read. Charles Adkins literally said, please read at the beginning of his comment. It says, I understand that eBay needs to take care of its buyers, but what about its sellers? I have started to focus on mainly clothing and recently sold a dress that was new with tags. I inspect everything before it is sold and processed for sale. I have 100% feedback for over 2 years and recently it was left a negative feedback from a buyer. The buyer never contacted me, but the feedback was left after I contacted the buyer and asked if they wanted to return this. They did not. I contacted eBay to request a revision. They said no. Here is the point. Why can eBay not be for a buyer? Whatever. You get the point.
You get the point, yeah. I would say two things. Carrie, you want to answer that first? I probably have the same answer.
Zoned out.
Two things. One is they can. It costs them more money to hire more people for customer service. To do it right and to investigate to figure stuff out would cost. It's easier just to say forget it, right? Second thing is you've been selling for years. You have 100% feedback. It's no big deal.
Well, I told you they just deleted my negative feedback.
A certain portion.
Sometimes they do that.
Yeah, certain portion of the population they're just weird.
You have to be.
That's all there is to it.
You have to be really careful with wasting too much time as an eBay seller on stuff that really doesn't matter in the long run.
No. And sometimes it really does.
I think a lot of people do that, especially like on the forums and on Facebook, on groups such like the Trash to Cash. Have you been in that? It's just constant.
Hey,
I don't like that page at all.
40,000 people on Trash to Cash podcast Facebook group.
I know. I did it.
40,000 people. Shout out.
He's literally our group.
It was New Jersey Pickers.
I was doing a bit. 40,000. I was doing a bit, man.
Well, listen, I got a complaint about New Jersey Pickers modding. I did. Okay. The complaint was that someone sent a.
I saw it.
This is how I dealt with this. Someone sent a picture. Try to submit this picture.
I didn't see this.
Yeah, so someone tried to submit this picture, basically, and the picture was like a little meme picture. It said, never trust someone who isn't kind.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And
so he submitted
this to the Facebook page, and Chris shot it down. And so I said, yes. I'll take care of it, and I posted it on Trash Defense Cash's community page.
That's what I thought you posted on. Like, you put that on the podcast.
I put it on our podcast.
Chris needs a raise for keeping that off of Facebook. Yeah, I mean, that's really funny. Okay. But it's so funny because the people over there, 40,000 people, half of them don't even know who we are. And it's our Facebook.
Oh, I also hashtagged it Wallen34, which I think is pretty good. Yes.
Yeah. Look, I mean, we wouldn't have to make jokes about this if it didn't happen, right? So it's technically your fault.
Jeez. Oh, my goodness, y'all. This is too much. Much love to Kevin. Here we go. Here, I got one for me this time. Peggy says, much love to Kevin. Those guys are mean.
Yeah, Peggy's wrong. I agree. Peggy.
You look...
Peggy, you're banned.
You're out.
You're banned, Peggy.
How often do you get mentioned your turtle shirt when you're out and about? Every time I wear a Ninja Turtle shirt, 40 people mention it. They're like, oh, the turtles. I love those guys. But, like, it's got to be off-putting for you because you're not, like, in our age group of the people who watched the Ninja Turtles. You know what I mean? So, like...
Yeah, I was a little older.
Did you watch
it
when back in the day?
Just a little bit. I mean, I was older, so I remember my cousins watching it a lot. Right now? Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, for sure. Pokemon's way past. Yeah, Pokemon's past y'all.
Yeah, me too.
Boomstick bats. How do you list 75 items a day on eBay? Are you putting custom descriptions in for each one?
I think that had to do with you saying you did it 2 days.
Yeah. And then
but you don't do it every day.
Cards, that's not fair.
But it's definitely not impossible either. And as far as custom descriptions, there's AI descriptions now. So I use AI descriptions.
Dude.
Well, sometimes I'll just say nice golf club, right? But if it's something that's like a commonly listed item, it's very easy for AI to figure out. I'll just press the button that says use AI description.
For years, I just put ships quickly, and that's it. I didn't describe any of it. They could see the pictures.
Ships quickly has been keistered.
Yeah. That's and how previously keistered and will be
three
follow-up keister pre-shipment
right before shipment.
No, listen, 75 items, and here's the thing about 75 items, it was not easy items. It was items I was testing, it was items I was cleaning, it was hard items, and it was I was talking about it because it was exhausting.
It was
7 a.m. to 9, 10 p.m. without breaks.
You could easily do 75 without Car Dealer Pro or the way you did it. You could just do templates and do the same type of item.
I did none of that.
But you could, I said. And like that
could
work.
I did sell similar. But sell similar is the key to this going quickly, isn't it?
It depends on
if... Maybe this person's not using sell similar. If you're not using sell similar, it'd be really hard.
Like a template with a generic hat, you could do a $20 buy price, you know, sell price on a lot of hats and do 50 or 100 in one shot if you want it.
See, but I wasn't listening like Chernock does that. I don't do that. But it sounds like all of us like half my listings have no description whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I don't AI is to me almost worse. I know people disagree with it, but to me speed is the biggest thing. So if it needs a description, if something's wrong with it, or you got to point something out, or something that they need to know, I'll put a description. If it doesn't, no description.
Well, and like 30% of those items, I also made photo room custom AI backgrounds.
Wow.
For their hero shots.
Dave is a superhuman, though, I will say.
But I've heard eBay is actually adding AI background stuff to the eBay app. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, put photo room out of business. So
I don't think they'll do it as good as photo room. It's like, you know, we'll see, but I highly
it won't be.
Canva doesn't do it as good as photo room, right? So photo room is just excellent at it, but it'd be cool if on eBay you could just like literally do a custom background really
and I
like
use that. Photo room on some items, but some of it just doesn't need
some
it
doesn't
so
make sense. Yeah,
it just doesn't need it.
Everything I do is at the beach. For my photo room, I don't care what item it is.
With your feet.
It's just beach kicks.
Carrie finds a photo room scene, and he goes out and he drives out an hour to take the picture.
We used to do that back in the day. I told you about that. Me and Don, when we had our furniture shop, we would drive out to the train tracks or out in the middle of the woods, and we'd do a scene. We did it. I mean,
I mean
Don, but I was there physically.
I always take the lawn chairs when I sell them, and I set them up out in the sun under the tree or something. I take them out there.
Good job.
So, who needs it? I think it's good. I want to see Kevin do a video in the style of Missy Elliott or Puffy Combs.
Puffy Combs. The fact that you called him Puffy Combs.
Diddy.
I didn't. They did.
Can we talk about Kanye's? Wait, is that
Is it the Kanye portion of the podcast?
The Yeezy guy. Is that Kanye Yeezy and Kanye? Same guy?
Person. Yeah.
He's got like this website where he sells clothes and everything's $20, but it looks like just horribly ugly clothing. Is that? I thought he'd have shoes on there. Wasn't he the shoe guy? I don't know anything.
Yeah.
I don't keep up with pop culture. I'm very confused by it.
Speaking of our wonderful Facebook group, there was a post, and I want to ask you guys and ask everybody else out there. Kerry, have you ever done a don't buy these for precious moments?
Yeah.
Buy these.
Yeah.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, don't buy these. Yeah.
He's done buy and buy. He did both.
Okay.
Bri
so
did better.
There was a post the other day. Hey,
very J-Ride. He mispronounced something.
That precious moments sell through rate and costs are going up.
Really?
And
why?
Well, it's funny because when I was at Peaches to Beaches, I bought a precious moments cow for $1. Rod was digging through something. So I'm like, all right, I'll just do something. And I just picked it up and scanned it. I'm like, this sells for $40. A precious moments cow. I'm like, what in the world? So that was on the Facebook group the other day. Apparently there's some Facebook group where they buy these things and they redo them. They upcycle and they do
Keister,
something. They
possibly?
Turn them into something. They keep the keystring group. Yeah, I think that's what it is for sure. So,
Rob Prosp said, serious question. When sourcing as a group, do you all go to the bathroom at the same time or group by number one versus number two? But then he goes on to say, finally, I've been listening, watching for several months on and off, and I still don't understand the point of this podcast. Not to mention, how does this YouTube account have 10,000 followers?
All valid.
Which is like, he asked a question that perfectly fits the podcast and then immediately said he doesn't understand the point. You figured it out, Rob.
Yes, you go at the same time and we use the stacked method where it's kind of like a tower.
Do a one while Carrie's doing it too.
Exactly.
And we're his just, legs and I do
we
the
look
one
at each other's eye, but we're going in different directions.
If you aim well, you can hit the two and knock it out.
Exactly.
Oh, this little home.
But yeah, the key is
this
not
be
to have
an example
touch
of
the
walls
one, but you want
that
them
I put up. I build walls between the stalls.
Walls.
I do have some balls.
Yeah. We try to.
Yeah.
I got
screwed by the weatherman. Okay, this is the last little mini topic. No, it was not in that fashion.
Hey, man.
No. Listen, I want to
get
know,
in with like, the meteorologist. He's got
one
power.
One final minor reselling topic. Like night before yard sales, Friday night, it says there's going to be thunderstorms on Saturday, and it said it for Friday too. And Friday morning there was thunderstorms. So that Saturday it's supposed to thunderstorm again. Do you plan on going yard sailing or do you say no, screw it? Like do you always like just say we're gonna do it? Obviously Kerry doesn't.
I just
count,
go to
a
card
Kevin,
shop.
Are you like always like, yeah, I'm going, or is there like weather where
so
you're
I wasn't
like,
listening.
Eh.
I tuned out. I don't ever tune out.
That's so
weird.
Yard sales, Kevin? Yard sales?
Yeah, yard sales.
The weather. Do you check it the night before? Do you rely upon it? Does it actually stop you from doing yard sales? Do you go no matter what?
Yes, I always check it. Oh, yeah, I don't go no matter what because, like this week, I don't know if you talked to Brandon, but
Brandon said it was rainy. He didn't go out.
Yeah, well, there was two sales that were listed. One of them said indoor, and it was in Lynchburg. That's a half an hour away. I'm not going to go half an hour for one sale because the other one probably got canceled. There was one here in Bedford. My dad went to it because I had to drop Reagan off, and he's like, dude, don't come. Then I had to take Turner to a game, and the sun came out on the way to the game. I hit three on the way to the game, so that was cool. But yes, the weather around here, because there's so few sales, which I can't complain about, apparently. Nope. But there was only, you know, of course, I'm not going out if it's raining around here.
But,
now,
but then what do you do when you wake up and it's nice out? Do you still go, or do you assume everyone canceled and don't go?
Because
that's what
that?
Happened to me today, literally, or Saturday, literally.
Well,
that
that's
happened to me.
Florida. That didn't.
It was supposed to rain. Yeah. I wake up, it's beautiful out. So do you even go, or do you just say, no, everyone probably canceled?
No, I think I would go.
I didn't
wake
go.
Up and go. Yeah. Well, it depends on what time I woke up. For you, I'd go. Yeah,
I usually kind of
every six. Day.
I usually know what the weather's going to be like for the day after, like, my 4 a.m. 6K. And I get back, and I'm like, it looks like it's going to be a good day. I've communicated with the birds and everything, you know,
dude,
which
honestly,
aren't real,
Arthur
by
the
King.
Way. Arthur the King was a better movie. You should have seen that. The dog one with Mark Wahlberg, that's better than Kung Fu.
Have you seen that one, Kevin, or would that one trigger you?
That one would trigger him.
Arthur the
lives.
King?
Yes.
Yeah, the dog.
It's about the dog who keeps following him around everywhere, and he just wants to get rid of him.
Spoiler alert. The dog might die, guys. You know,
no.
I'm not going to spoil it. No, okay, so anyways, my point was I didn't go, and it's because, like, I had just emotionally decided not to go, and I was like,
And
I'm ship this whatnot, and I got all this other stuff to do. I didn't charge my battery, so I just didn't do it, although I probably missed out on tons of opportunity.
It's been beautiful every day, and then of course on Saturday it rains, and you know, Friday there was nothing.
Brandon's coming specifically for footage and sourcing.
Yeah, and there's nothing.
He's gonna be here Friday, and like he's watching the weather like a hawk. Like, because Saturday I'm supposed to take him yard sailing. Monday I'm gonna take him to the Webster. I'm gonna take him to the DeLand on Wednesday. I'm gonna take him.
Is
to
he
the
on
Browns on
break?
Saturday.
What the heck? I thought he had a job.
Yeah, he has spring break. Yeah,
spring
break. Spring
break
week,
already.
So.
Well, it is. Wow, the
it already
spring,
happened two
Kevin.
Weeks ago. Yeah.
Are you that disconnected with the teacher community that you don't even realize what spring break is now?
Yeah, it's spring break. Yeah, it's spring break. Maybe. So he's coming down and he just wants footage. And we're going to do some auctions together and stuff. It should be fun.
I was out. If I didn't go to Peaches Beaches, there'd be no more videos right now. None.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's,
have you considered giving?
If you saw, but he's literally using you in his thumbnail, even though you talked to him for like 3 seconds, like the vomit clock moment.
Mm-hmm. And well, he was gone. Like, he left.
And so, like, his thumbnail and title is like Commonwealth Picker at this yard sale. It's like 2 seconds of Kevin. Like, I was like, dude, step back, point your camera up next time, and get a good thumbnail. Like, at least do that. I mean, come on.
Have you considered? Kevin,
I would have. He left.
Have you considered just giving your viewers a break, maybe? Just give him a little rest.
Y'all, it's necessity is the mother of invention. See, that's why the walls, Dave. This is it, right? What? I had no money.
We're talking about
my favorite singer is Morgan Wallen.
Whiskey glasses.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Whiskey glasses.
My daughter loves Morgan Wallen.
The show's over.